Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a little while to go before the top of the hour, and I've got a real treat for you. A colleague reckons that our next guests are the best high school band he has heard since Silverchair. So high praise indeed. They're known as Potato Potato, and last month they took out the band section of the Youth Scholarship at the Mullumbimby Music Festival. So they're pretty good, and they're here to play for us. Welcome.
Thank you.
So good to have you here. Meryn, I'll start with you. So we've got Patrick, Noah, Meryn and Louis. And Meryn Bowler, you have been asked to be the spokesperson for the band today. So let's start with the name. Where did it come from?
Well, we were entering Tweed Bell of the bands and we didn't have a name. And at this stage, none of us knew each other. Well, the boys knew each other, but I didn't know them.
So the boys play in another band, don't they?
Yeah, Patrick and Louis did in Lifeline. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I had to send off a form for them to fill out, and we didn't have a name, and they were just joking around, and Potato Potato came, and we thought we'd change it, and it's never gone away, so no. Stuck with it.
I was doing my research. I looked up Potato Potato, and I found some very good prices on potato peelers.
Yeah,
which is pretty good. So a funny old name that sort of reminds me a bit of the Wiggles, but...
Yes.
You don't sound like them. How would you describe your style of music?
Oh, I don't know. We're quite lots of harmonies, and it's really easy to listen to. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We're pretty folky, maybe a bit country sometimes, but fairly happy, uplifting, hopefully, music.
So, Patrick, who would you describe then as your musical influences?
I don't know. We have a lot of influences.
It changes quite a lot. Like one of the songs we'll play today, it's quite Mumford and Sons kind of, and Alt J we kind of have listened to now and kind of like a bit. I don't know, but it's constantly changing.
Well,
all the time.
Less talking, more singing. I'm desperate to hear you guys play. Have you got a song to start us off with?
Yeah, we do. This one is an original song, and it's called "Devil by Her Side."
Excellent. Here we are. Potato, potato.
One, two, three, four.
From grace, all her hours are fading in
That was unbelievable. Potato, potatoes. How good. I got goosebumps. I should point out, obviously, it's radio. It's an audio medium rather than a visual medium. Potato, you guys are still at school, aren't you?
Yeah.
You hear such a mature sound coming from such a young voice and young musicians. It's so inspiring. It's just great. Is that an original song?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Who writes your songs?
Well, Patrick and I, he writes a guitar melody a lot of the time, and then I'll write a vocal melody, or sometimes I'll do guitar and melody, and Patrick will do both, but it's mainly just Patrick and I.
And where do Noah and Louie come in?
I don't know. We kind of all just show them the songs, and then they kind of just add their part to it, and we kind of work it out from there.
Where can we find your music?
We have a YouTube channel. That's about it at the moment. It's Potato Potato Music with no spaces, and that's our channel. And also Triple J Unearthed. We've got a page there as well.
You've been together for only about 8 months.
Yeah, or close to a year now. Yeah. Yeah.
How did you get together?
I was at the beginning of last year at Blues Fest. I was playing with my old school, and Patrick and Louis were just walking past, and they saw me singing. And then a couple of months later, Facebooked me, and they were like, "Hey, let's jam!" And we did, and that's kind of how it started.
Putting a band together by Facebook, hey? We've been speaking today with baby boomers, and you guys are fairly well entrenched in the Generation Y. So it's interesting to hear the difference in how the generations go about things. And you've played as a band at the Byron Blues Fest.
Yeah, we have.
What was that like?
It was really an awesome experience, just to kind of share, a small stage, but knowing that so many amazing musicians were also playing there. So it was a real privilege for us to do that.
Well, speaking of amazing musicians, you've also backed up the Black Sorrows.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, that was really cool. I think someone just saw us busking and asked us to play with them, so that was really awesome.
Do you still busk?
We haven't for a while, actually. I don't know, it's been too hot or something, but
Able to retire on the millions you made while busking. I throw a few bucks your way. What's still to come for you?
Woodford next week. Mm-hmm. We've got a few sets we're playing at Woodford, which will be good. And not really sure after that. I guess we'll probably just try and apply for as many festivals as possible and as many gigs and just kind of see what happens.
So what year are you all in at school?
I went into year 12 this year, and these guys are going into year 11 next year.
Fantastic. Yeah. So you've still got to finish your schoolwork.
Yeah, unfortunately. But
So in that case, how often are you able to get together and play?
Once a week we do, for a couple of hours a week. And then we also, because we all go to the same school, we can kind of just jam at lunch and stuff like that as well.
Oh, you guys would be the coolest kids in school. Very close. I mean, you definitely wear the coolest hats of any kids that I've seen come into the studio. Now, Merin, you've got another song for us, have you?
Yeah.
What's this one called?
This is actually a cover by San Cisco, a Triple J band, and it's called Golden Revolver. Thank you.
Brilliant. What was the name of that song again?
Golden Revolver by San Cisco.
Ah, that is just fantastic. So, but mostly you do your own originals,
yep.
don't you?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Now, I know we only asked you for two songs, but I like you so much that I'm going to ditch the last 5 minutes or so of this show and I'm going to take us up to the news. So okay. Do you have a third song that you can play? Not yet. You can think amongst yourselves. Okay. You can even talk amongst yourselves. And Graham, my panel operator, is looking at me thinking to himself, right, the show's gone to hell in a handbasket. So do you have a third song?
We could probably put one together.
Yeah,
we don't do shouldn't do diamonds. So.
I'll let these guys talk amongst themselves. But first of all, you'll have about 3 or 4 minutes. I will say thank you to you for listening in today. You're listening to ABC Local Radio. My name is Liz Ellis. It's been just so much fun to be able to chat to you today. I've really enjoyed hearing your stories and your memories about Red Dog and also just the great stories about how dogs work as therapy. And I've also really enjoyed talking about the generations and the difference between the generations. So to all of the baby boomers, say happy birthday, happy 65th year, maybe 66th year for some of them. We've got a really big show coming up tomorrow as well. Maggie Beer is going to tell us what you can do if you haven't started to figure out your Christmas pudding and a few other great dessert ideas that she's got. And we're also going to head to the States to find out about the Voyager space venture. I don't know how much of this you've kept up with, but those crazy little Voyagers, both of the space capsules are heading to the outer reaches of the solar system and we'll find out what we're discovering. We've got Shane Howard from Goanna who will also, he'll talk to us about Woodford, so he'll be able to catch up with these guys, Potato Potato at Woodford. And we're going to talk wine and we're going to talk to Nick Stock about wine and what wine you should be drinking around the silly season. So we've got Potato Potato in the studio. They've stopped having a heart attack because I've asked them to play a third song. Thank you so much. Really love, absolutely love listening to you. And I'm going to get you guys to take us up to the news. Potato, Potato, here you go.
This is another cover because it's the easiest one to do. It's Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes by Paul Simon.
Fantastic. Love it. Go for your life.
She's a rich girl and she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of his shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of his shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of his shoes. Diamonds on the soles of his shoes. Diamonds on the soles of his shoes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Everybody.
talk about diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
Ah, just fantastic. Potato, potato. Merrin, Patrick, Louis and Noah, really appreciate your time and good luck for whatever 2013 brings. Merrin, for you it's the HSC, obviously. Boys, be nice to her and get her through.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us. Pleasure. Potato, potato, how good are they? And you can catch them on, they've got their own YouTube channel. You can also, if you go to Triple J, you'll be able to find mention of them there. And I have absolutely no doubt that you will be popping up somewhere on a record label very soon with any luck. Yeah, you guys are great. Really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Potato, potato. Thanks for joining us today. I have totally appreciated your time. Totally. I sound like I'm Generation Y now. It's been amazeballs. They're just looking at me like I'm not very cool. On that note, it's time to go.